Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is hit by the pitch. Young moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski juggles the ball. That's an error on Krahoski. White moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Umflett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Courtney for a passed ball. Umflett scores. Bowling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Wirtz chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Young. Young fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Young. Evers goes all the way around to score. Kell moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Littlefield for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evers moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Kell reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Hal White now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to third. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Hal White. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hudson. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. Evers moves to third. It's 7-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Umflett scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Hudson bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Groth reaches second base with a double. Hunter goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2 Red Sox. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Umflett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. White moves to third. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Umflett moves to second. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Umflett scores. Bowling moves to second. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Bob Habenek now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 5 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing third base. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing third base. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evers is hit by the pitch. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 14-3, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Upright pinch hits for Bob Habenecht. Dixie Upright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-5, Red Sox. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.